When musician and poet Leonard Cohen died last year, there was little mention made of the time he spent in Tennessee. The songwriter lived for nearly 2 years in a remote cabin outside of Nashville in the late 60s and early 70s, where he worked on songs like Bird on the Wire.
Like a bird on the wire.
And famous Blue Raincoat.
Jane came by with a lock of your hair.
WPLN's Jason Moon Wilkins went looking for traces of Cohen's Tennessee period, starting with the cabin near Leaper's Fork.
At the address listed in Leonard Cohen's biography, there's really just an empty field here now across the street from a creek. But if this is the spot, it was remote.
I mean, unless Drunk Willie came rolling in or Kid Marley rode up on that horse of his, you wouldn't see anybody out. You'd go out there and stay a week, 10 days, and you may never see anybody.
Nashville guitarist Ron Cornelius says the first time he ever met Cohen was at the cabin. The artist met him at the door, buck naked. He recalls drinking on the front porch with the songwriter and his neighbors, an old moonshiner named Willie York, and Kid Marley, a rodeo star.
Being out in the woods like that, messing around with horses, and you could tell Leonard was completely out of sorts, but loving every minute of it, loving every minute of it.
Before the Canadian-born Cohen moved down to the backwoods of Tennessee, he was struggling with whether to continue his career as a songwriter. In 1969, the artist was disillusioned after a painful process making his first album. But Bob Johnston, one of the most important producers of the time, convinced him to keep making music. Leonard Cohen biographer Sylvie Simmons says Johnston cornered Cohen at a party.
I want to do a second album, and Leonard said, I don't think I'm going to do one. And he said, look, come out to Nashville. And that was the magic word, because that's where Leonard really wanted to go. When he came to the U.S. in the first place thinking about getting into a music career, it wasn't to be a singer-songwriter. It was to be a songwriter, and specifically a country songwriter.
While the records he made in Music City aren't really considered country, his band certainly was. Johnston gathered a group of session players led by Cornelius, and including a then unknown Charlie Daniels. You can hear their influence show up on songs like this live version of Tonight Will Be Fine.
They've only got one bed, and they've only got one prayer, and I listen all night for your step on the stair.
That band, which Cohen called The Army, would back him on the Nashville studio albums and his first ever world tour. He even gives them a shout-out in the lyrics to the song A Bunch of Lonesome Heroes. But beyond that, there are very few references to Tennessee in any of his songs, and he rarely mentioned the state in interviews. There was one lyric with direct reference to the cabin, the creek, even Willie York. It never made it onto an album. It's Chelsea Hotel in its original form. Cohen performed it live in Tel Aviv during a tour in 1972.
I remember you well in the Chelsea Hotel. Then I went down to Tennessee. Sat by the stream listening to nothing else but holding my honorable dream. Willie York from the Big East Fork, he came there to talk with me.
Those lyrics were scrubbed from what would become Chelsea Hotel No. 2. Cornelius claims that was because he co-wrote the song with Cohen, and the artist's manager at the time didn't want to share royalties.
And we did it on a flight between Nashville, Tennessee, and Shannon, Ireland. We were back where the stewardesses all are, and I had a guitar, and me and Leonard sat back there and worked on that song for 8 hours straight.
You got away.
Cornelius says he doesn't blame Cohen, and later in life, the singer eventually gave him official credit for the song. In 1973, Cohen left Tennessee for the last time, handing the keys to the cabin back to producer Bob Johnston. Looking back, Simmons says Cohen's time in the state was crucial in his development as an artist.
I don't know if it was necessarily a time in which, you know, Leonard found himself. It was more like where he got himself lost, which sometimes is a good enough place to be in the music business.
Simmons and Cornelius agree the main reason Nashville or Leaper's Fork or anything about Tennessee was rarely ever mentioned by Cohen is that he didn't like looking back.
I never felt like he had any regrets or bad feelings about anything to do with Nashville, Tennessee. I think it was more just turn the page.
For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Jason Moon Wilkins.
Because you know I feel I'm turning into gold.